It's rapidly approaching midnight on the 8th of April 2010, and I've spent some of the evening in the studio. I've been in and out of this place, actually, soldering various bits and pieces. What was I doing? I was making some cables to take with me down to Sussex. I was fixing Christopher's memory stick because he went on a course during the week, and he brought a memory stick with him. And then when he was sitting at his computer, he moved his chair and it chopped the front off it, so I soldered a new USB cable on it. Looks kind of odd, but it works. This is the last of my projects, which is a rather Heath Robinson looking thing, but at least it means I can plug a reasonable quality microphone into my iPod Touch and actually do some recordings and listen to it as well. I've got kind of some interesting software. Can't remember what they're called. One's called Stompvox, I think, and the other one's called Daily Looper or something, and they're kind of music making software. And what I'd really be like to be able to do is plug it into my desk output, so I can plug play some music into it and do clever things with that. And it looks like it's working, because not wanting to dwell on the specifics, but the version of the iPod software I've got doesn't allow the Macaulay iVoice to work on it, so I've built my own, taken matters into my own hands. And the most difficult bit was wiring up the jack plugs, as it always is. And I'm surprised it's not making a dreadful noise and crackling away as I stand here. So yeah, the weekend's going to be a busy one. It's been a lovely holiday so far, Easter holiday. And my week off work, excuse me, is going to be brought to an end with a trip down to Sussex to see my sister get married. That's the last of us five, all wed. And mostly a family reunion as well, which is going to be interesting. I'm providing the PA and taking some snaps as well. And I dare say all the kids are going to play together wonderfully and we're all going to have a good time. And drive back up to Luton on Sunday afternoon, all tired out. Speaking of which, I ought to get myself to bed. Well, I'll tidy up this place first. This soldering iron's finally been switched off and it's going to be left for the time being. And I'm sure I'll find something else to do down here. Until then, I shall wish you a good night and speak to you soon. Bye-bye.